I never released my graduation episode. I recorded it. I was so lit. I think I recorded it. It might have been, if it wasn't graduation day, it was like the day before. I was lit off of libations. I was lit off of life. But it just didn't age well. So much has happened since then. But in case you didn't know, I graduated from grad school. Heyo! And yeah, that's what we're talking about, man, right here on The Light. Welcome to The Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. I use The Light Podcast as a way to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I hope that while I'm doing that, I am able to inspire you and others to follow in your own path and do whatever you can to light up your own space by being the change that you want to see in the world. I am learning a lot on this crazy journey to adulthood, and I would love, love, love to have people join me on this journey. In doing that, I want to be able to build a community, and you can help. If you like The Light Podcast, please be sure to rate 5 stars and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and share with 3 friends. But enough of the small talk, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode of The Light. I want to tell my story of the journey to get to grad school because I think it's funny. And then I want to talk about lessons that I've learned as a result of that journey and of grad school. So snapshot of it, give you a very spark note version of it. So picture this, it's August of 2017 and I was working at Enterprise. I've told you before, I was working there. It just wasn't where I needed to be. And I arrived at that decision that I didn't want to be there, but figuring out what I wanted to do was a journey. But after revelations, just personal reflection, talking to family, praying, I made the decision that I was going to transition out of pursuing a career to work the ladder in corporate America to pursuing a career in higher education. Sorry, I heard a weird noise. Pursuing a career in education, higher education. In order to do that, I knew that I had to pursue my master's in higher education. And so I had to apply to grad schools. So I did a lot of research, all of those things, and I chose 4 schools, and it's August, right? 2 of the applications were due, I think, like, I don't remember, before that year was up, December, maybe November, I don't know. But I knew that by, like, Christmas, I was denied to both of them. I still, to this day, don't know, like, if they got my application, like, what happened. And then the other one, I was flat out denied. And I was planning to apply to, like, I think 3 more, but girl, honey child, no. So Clemson's application was due on January 15th. The rest that I was trying to apply to weren't due until like, I think like March or April. I don't remember, but they weren't due until later. January 15th, I remember that date very vividly. That's when Clemson's application was due. I was real fired up. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm making this move. Then Christmas happened and you know, I also want you to keep in mind that this was my first year really first year working full time. So I had money, more money than I've ever had in my life, buying presents, right? Like really in it. Me and my friends threw a freaking New Year's Eve party that year. I don't know. 2017 was wild. I was bugging out, doing all types of stuff other than what I needed to be doing, but I've lived, okay? I've lived. And so, yeah, so that happened. All of that happened. And so by the time January 15th came, that's right after the holidays, you are KO, knocked out. Combination of procrastination, a combination of self-sabotage, which is it's my Achilles heel. And I was like, on that day, literally, it's like 8 o'clock and the application is due at midnight. And I'm talking to my mom like, yeah, you know, mommy, maybe I'm just not like the grad school, you know, Enterprise is not that bad. You know, business, I make good money, blah, 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 blah. You know, maybe I just don't need to go to grad school. Maybe that was just a pipe dream. She looked at me, she said, go upstairs and apply right now. Yes, ma'am. Went upstairs, guys, literally had to do 3 essays in a matter of like an hour. Didn't proofread them to this day. I do not know what they said. I feel confident saying this now because I've received the degree. It's on the way, actually. It should be in the mail soon. Hopefully we'll get it in the next couple of days. But now that it's over, I feel comfortable saying that. And I just went for it because she was right. There was nothing I had to lose. Just do it, girl. And so I did it literally to say that I did. To my surprise, I got accepted. And I got accepted. And then fast forwarding a little bit, I got invited to the interview weekend, did that, fast forwarding again. The thing about the interview weekend, so in the interview weekend, they say on Monday, essentially, the first picks will get calls. And so my irrational mind, my anxious mind that I have, was like, okay, if you're not a first pick, you didn't get in. So Monday came, didn't get a call. Okay, you know, not super bad. Tuesday came, didn't get a call. Wednesday came, didn't get a call. I was freaking out, okay? People don't know this about me, but I freak out pretty easily, even if it's not in a traditional freak out way, but I freak out. So freaking out, planning life, my whole life has to be rearranged now, it's over. Thursday, okay, I give up completely. Friday, absolutely. Let me tell you what I was doing Friday, March 2nd, 2018. Literally, okay, well, I need to leave Enterprise, what are we going to do? Literally looking up how to be certified to teach, because I was like, okay, that's going to be my way into education. We're going to go for it. There's a whole other story there that we'll talk about another day. But I was looking up teaching certifications in Georgia. Also, mind you, I was still living with my mom. And at that point, I was like, okay, well, if we're not going to do grad school, we got to figure out where to go, girl. Literally, guys, I kid you not, I was talking to lenders, getting pre-approved to buy a home. Thank God now. Like, I thank the Lord that I did not do that. That would have been a freaking disaster. But that's literally what I was in the process of doing March 2nd, 2018. About to have a career in teaching and getting ready to buy a house. Let's all laugh. Let's all laugh together. 3 o'clock p.m. on March 2nd, 2018, I received a call from Clemson offering me the job and accepted immediately. And that's how I got into grad school. It is not a story that I don't think I tell people that story often. It is not a traditional story. For those of you that are wondering, for higher education, it's much more calculated, much more planned out, much more prettier than that. But that's my truth. That's what I stick with. And I think it, for me, that was the beginning of a journey in self-discovery, really, and being confident in my decision-making. I think a lot of that freaking out, and I still am guilty of this to this day as we speak right now. But that was the beginning of a journey for me. So I go to grad school and I learn all these amazing things about higher education and institutions of oppression and understanding that education is one of those things. And so now, even with everything that's going on right now with Black Lives Matter, even with the coronavirus, like the way that I'm able to see and interpret, I owe that to grad school. I look at it totally different, totally different. It's opened my mind up completely. But in addition to all of those things that I've learned inside of the classroom, one of the biggest things for me that I learned during my time at grad school is very, very much about Amira as a person. Because I went into grad school very much with this idea of, okay, we got to do it, right? We come in here, we get in what we got to get, and we getting out. We don't need no friends. We don't need none of the extra, right? I didn't need any of it. And I think the way that as a result, because of that, the way I approached it, I was able to, there was no barrier of trying to impress anybody. There was no barrier of me trying to be somebody that I wasn't. No barrier of being so hard on myself and so overcorrective of my flaws to the point where I was obsessed and not remaining true and almost a self-loathing. Instead of having all those things that I generally would have, I just didn't. I just kind of came in unintentionally, but unapologetic in who I was. And I think it made the adjustment, I would say, interesting, especially at the beginning and when you're learning things. And I think people trying to figure out how to read that was interesting, but I just don't know if I cared. And I'm proud of that because that is something old Amira would never be able to say. And even Amira today, I'm not always able to say that. But just being unapologetic allowed me to open myself up and take a lot of filters that I had off, and to really learn and absorb and take in new information and soak it up like a sponge. And I think that is why I was able, I think in a way, I learned so much more than I did in undergrad as a result, because I was really seeking knowledge, again, not to impress, not to do anything, but literally to learn to be better. And that I am, friends, better is she. And so that is sprinkled on into now. I feel that way going into my new job. And, you know, there are still, I still have moments, and I don't hate myself for these moments of doubt. I have moments where I question things. Just what, 2 or 3 months ago, people that really know me know this, I was literally doing the whole teaching thing again, which is something I might eventually go back to be honest. But even in doing that, kind of just being confident to just try something different, being confident to explore options, right, and be unapologetic with it is something Odamira would never do. And so coming to that resolve and where I am now in the job that I am in now, I believe that what I was trying to accomplish through education, or not education, through teaching, was essentially something that I wasn't, like, in the moment. So let me backtrack. As a graduate assistant, especially in the role that I had in housing, sometimes I don't think I felt appreciated a lot, or I didn't feel like, not even appreciated. My impact was great, and so I felt like teaching would be a way for me to make an impact, because that's all I wanted to do for teaching. It wasn't necessarily about teaching the kids material. It was about impacting them outside of the classroom, which is the basis of higher ed. And now I realize that's what I was yearning for, but, you know, that's how I was feeling in the moment, and I was willing to make that decision based off of that, and I was pretty confident in that. But after reflecting and being real with myself about what I want to do, what teaching even means, because it doesn't have to be teaching in the traditional sense, talking to mentors, reflecting, and just being, again, real with myself, I don't think that's where I need to be right now. I think where I am now is where I'm supposed to be, and where I want to be in this time. And so just grateful for the opportunity and the freedom to just decide and choose, and not let something be chose for me and not do something because I feel like I'm supposed to. And just the amount of freedom that I have now to make decisions. I'm still working on getting really confident once I make those decisions. We're working on that still. But this Amira after grad school, let me tell you, she's going to be a force, okay? She's going to be a force. Get ready. But unapologetic. And unapologetic, but also willing to learn and willing to be open. It's just amazing. Even talking about it is just amazing to see. So that's grad school. That's what grad school did for me. And now we are in the real world, in the middle of a cultural war. That's what they're calling it on the news. And in the middle of a global pandemic, which really is affecting the United States harder than anywhere else. So that's where we're at. Real World Chronicles all over again. It's coming soon, I promise. But that's where we're at, man. Just happy to graduate. Shout out to the class of 2020. You are resilient. You are a resilient bunch. You've adapted in a way that any other class has never had to. And I am a grad student, so I am in a different position than high school graduates, college graduates. So shout out to you. Your accomplishments are major. Even if you didn't get to celebrate them in the way that you initially planned. I am proud of you. I'm sure your family and friends are proud of you. Keep rocking it out, man. And continue to light up your own space. We are out of here. I would love to know your thoughts, how you're dealing, any big accomplishments. Please feel free to share those with me wherever you want to, you know, comment, email me, you know, whatever. We're out of this thing, though. Please be sure if you like this episode to 5-star rate it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rate it, review it, like it, subscribe, do all of that. I appreciate it. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening to The Light.